8869 Beaverton Transit.
8869, how can I help?
Well, I am done for the day. I just don't think I need to continue. I've already had one person fall on a bus, and I had a mirror strike earlier today. What would you like me to do? Just take the Max back to the garage, wait for relief, wait for a road soup? What would you guys like me to do?
Yeah, I mean, would you like to talk to a road soup? It sounds like you know inside yourself you're done, so I'm okay with you leaving the bus and marking off at Willow Creek there. Oh, you're at BTC now. Yes, sorry, at BTC. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with sending you a road soup if you want to talk to somebody or you need some help. You just let me know.
No, I'm actually good, and I apologize for not being able to continue, but when that person cut me off, it just got up in my head, and I just feel unsafe for taking the Max back and calling it quits for the day for everybody involved, including myself.
All right, I copy. And did we know about the person falling? Was that when you were on your 78?
No, that was just recently. It happened at about 1:40. I was coming down Farmington, and a lady pulled right out in front of me. I had to hit my brakes, and her walker came up and hit the front. I do not know if she fell. I do know that she was standing holding a bar, and a customer helped her. I pulled over, talked to her, asked her if she needed medical, asked her for her name, did everything I'm supposed to do, and she refused. She did not want medical. She did not want any help. She was fine. And I did call it in. I called it in about, I don't know, probably about 25 minutes, 30 minutes ago, something like that, 20 minutes ago. I got an acid number. I'm going to write a report on it.
Yeah, I see it here. That was my bad. I missed it at first. I apologize. Okay.
So go ahead and leave pouch, everything. Just put the pouch in the lockup box and leave everything in the bus and go back to the garage. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, if you need to, make sure you definitely talk to your manager or somebody. That is a lot of incidences in one day. And, you know, sometimes it's easier just to, you know, let him out.
I know. I've had a day like this about 4 years back. So, only difference was it was 3 in one day instead of 2. So, it's part of life. Just need to breathe.
All right, I copy. So, would you prefer just to ride the Max and not wait for a supervisor?
Whatever you guys feel you need me to do. I have no problem waiting for a road soup, or I can ride the Max. I'm leaving that 100% up to you. I personally feel, you know, I feel fine, but, you know, just in case if you guys feel the need, I have no problem talking to a road soup.
All right, stand by. We're going to time out.